Bitty von, bitty von, bitty von, bon, 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 bon.
There is a virus here. It kills people. And the only way we prevent it is to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to do social distancing, washing your hands all the time, and not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
It is I, the former governor. Now that I've gotten your attention, I'm going to tell you some movie ideas I've had to remake some of my famous movies. And I want you to pick out which movie you think would be best that we can remake. I've had my team make some storyboards. We're going to go over each one, and you tell me in the comments below which one is going to be the best movie for us to remake. Our first movie remake idea is a movie I did long time ago in the 1980s. It's called Predator, but this time we're going to call it Pathogena. Okay, it starts out with me and my team were dropped off in the jungles of China. But when we release the movie, we're not going to call it China. We're going to say we're in North Korea. This way we can cash in on the maximum box office draw across the entire world, if you know what I mean. We don't want to exclude any markets by saying that we're maybe in China. So we're going to say we're in North Korea because they can't watch movies in North Korea anyway, so they can't be offended. So as we're walking through the jungles, we're going to encounter an alien virus that's going to be very deadly, and it's going to try to take out me and my team. And it's going to pick us out each one by one and infect us with the virus because we don't have the vaccine. And I'm going to yell, and instead of get back to the chopper, I'm going to say, get back to the clinic. We need to get the vaccine, get back to the clinic. And we try to shoot the virus with different kinds of drugs, but nothing works. We need to get the special vaccine. And the virus, it kills off each of my team until I'm the only one left. And it's up to me to save the whole world. I look through the jungle and I create a vaccine from things I find within the jungle. And I load it into these big syringes. And then I lay down in the jungle once I set these traps, these big syringes. And I say to the virus, I scream out and I say, come and get me. I'm here. Come and get me. Infect me, virus. I'm here. You come and get me. And the virus, it hears it, and it hears me saying this, and it comes to get me and infect me with its virus. And just as I'm about to be infected by the virus, I release the trap, and these two big syringes come down in on either side of the virus and go into the virus body, and it injects the vaccine into the virus, and the virus dies. And that's it, I saved the world. I saved the world from the virus. So that's the first movie we're thinking about doing. Now, this other movie we're thinking about remaking, we're going to call it Kindergarten Kruf Cop. And I play a cop, and I go into a school where there's lots of children, and all these children might have the virus. So it's up to me to figure out who has the virus. And in the movie, these kids, they're really annoying, and they give me a headache. And then one of these little kids, they say, oh, is that the vaccine? Do you have the headache from the vaccine? And I say, no, it's not the vaccine, but it might be a tumor. See, it's like telling the old joke that we did in the first movie, but we turned it around and we made it a little bit dark. So then there's a part where I get all the kids and I'm like, who has the cough and where is it hiding? And they all look at each other because they don't know where the koof is hiding, who has the koof in the group, because they can't hide from me. I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to get rid of the koof. So then I figure out who exactly has the koof, and I grab them and I hold them down, and I say, now you're going to take the vaccine, we're going to get rid of the koof out of you. And the little kid screams, he said, no, I don't want the vaccine. And I say, listen, you need to take the vaccine. It's for the good of everybody. We need to get rid of the koof. We need to smash this virus. And so we give him the injection and then he doesn't have the coof anymore, and then I save the day, I get rid of all the virus. That's that movie. Now we talk about the last remake that I want to make, that I'm considering on remaking. I think this is the best one. You tell me in the comments if it's the best one. This one I called The Jominator. It takes place right now, and there are these evil men in the future who want to destroy all mankind now, so they send back these really bad virus. The good guys want to fight this, so they create a virus-killing cyborg, which is me, and they send me back to fight the virus in these times right now. So I hunt the virus down, and I have a shotgun, and I shoot the virus, and as it's dying, it says, "I'll be back," and I say, "Hey, that's my line. You're not supposed to say that's my line." And then I think the virus dies, so I go and I find a beach, and I'm just chilling out on the beach. But then I find out that the virus, it didn't die, it just mutated into a different virus. So I find the new mutated virus, and we have a big battle, and we're on the ground, and we're fighting, and I'm punching, and he's punching me, and I'm punching him back. But then he coughs on me, and he gives me the virus. And then I roll on the ground, and I find a gun, and I pick it up, and I say, "No hasta la vista, baby," because hasta la vista means I'll see you later. But I'm not going to see you later, I'm going to destroy you right now. And bam, I shoot the virus, and the virus, I think it dies again. But you know what? It just mutates again. So then we have another big battle, and we're fighting, and we're getting, it's going crazy. But I'm losing this battle this time because the virus is inside of me, and it's making me cough, and it's making me feel sick. I'm like, I need to get out of here. So I get away, and then as I am hiding from the virus, because I'm not feeling so good, I find a scientist, and the scientist says, "We need to create a vaccine to get rid of this virus, because you could just shoot it with the shotgun and it's not going to do anything. It's going to keep mutating and mutating. So you need to come up with the vaccine, and you need to put the vaccine into the virus, or get the virus into the vaccine." So we come up with a plan, and we create a vaccine, and then we fill up a whole big swimming pool for the vaccine. And then I find the virus, and we get into a big battle, and I lead him through the pool, and we have a big battle over the pool, and I hit him, and I knock him into the big pool for the vaccine, and the virus thrashes around, and it's dying, and I say, "You've been jominated." And then the virus dies once and for all, and the knife saved the world. But here's the problem. I am still part of virus inside of me, so I need to sacrifice myself so that the virus dies, and it won't come back again. So I find a rope, and I tie it off, and I start lowering myself down into the big swimming pool for the vaccine. And the scientist looks down at me, and he says, "No, you don't have to sacrifice yourself." And I say, "Yes, yes I do. I need to get rid of the virus once and for all, and the virus is inside of me, so I need to go into the vaccine." And I keep lowering myself down, and the scientist, that tears are coming down out of his eyes, and we're both crying. And he says to me, "I will never forget you." And I say, "What, I'm about to forget you, because I'm about to die inside this big vat of a vaccine." So then I lower myself down into the vaccine, and the virus inside of me dies. But the virus only dies in me. I don't die, because I am a robot. I am the virus-killing robot from the future, remember? I come out of the swimming pool that swallowed the vaccine, and I say to the scientist, "This is the best stuff ever. We need to bottle it up, and we need to give it to all the people in the world so that the virus does not come back." And so we take it, we put it in little bottles, and then we inject it into everybody, and then nobody gets the virus, and everybody's happy, and the virus killing robot from the future, he saved the entire world. And that's it, roll credits, that's the end of the movie. I think these are great movies that we could remake, and we're going to make a lot of money. So you tell me down in the comments which movies we should remake, or if maybe we should remake them all. Okay, I'll see you next time. Hasta la vista, baby.